This is Lauren Lapkus. I'm about to visit some psychics. I'm terrified. Let's go. We are going to go see Sterling today. She is a tarot card reader. Her website is intuitivelifebysterling.com, so you can check that out and see a little more about her and see what I'm getting myself into here. Let's get outside because Erin's waiting in the car, and you know she gets really ornery when she has to wait. Okay, we're heading to Sterling, and she does tarot card readings, which is going to be really different than what I experienced with Justine. And I've never done anything like this before, except for as a joke, really.
Like, what do you mean a joke? Like $5 silly ones?
Or? No, I've never done that. Like, I mean, like, I literally took someone's tarot cards and did a fake reading on my other podcast with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
Good luck.
So you can listen to the Alan Loeb episode if you're interested in how I read tarot cards. But I don't know anything about it, so I'm really excited to have it done for real. And actually, Erin, you read my animal cards one time.
I did, your medicine cards.
Medicine cards. And that was really interesting.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed that. So I'm excited.
And we all cried.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, okay. Don't include that.
No, I'm just.
No, it's true.
Because your concern with the one you had with Justine was that, you know, it was going to be emotional, and it was. But you're thinking these will be more lighthearted. And I'm just pointing out that sometimes card readings can also be emotional.
Yeah, I'm pretty much ready to cry at anything that happens from now on. But yeah, I would expect this to be a little more lighthearted than that reading. I'm hopeful that it is, just because that was, like, totally draining, and I feel like I'm still thinking about everything she said, so, but yeah, I think I'm ready for it to be equally emotional, too, I guess.
I mean, part of me hopes that it is.
I mean, I just come out of all of these just bawling. I mean,
and learning every possible facet of your character from these different people.
I mean, I don't know really what's going to happen in this one either, because with Justine, she wanted me to write questions in advance, and I mean, like, I learned that my questions were really stupid anyway, but with this, I'm like, I don't have any preparation, and I don't really have, you know, I was reading her website a little bit, but I don't really have, like, a question I'm trying to answer specifically. Like, I feel like from my reading with Justine, I might have some things that will lead me to, like, topics I might bring up that I wouldn't have brought up.
Yeah.
But I still don't know really what I'm trying to get from this tarot card reading, so I'm curious what's going to happen for that reason. So I'm like, I don't really have, like, a motivation for, like, answer this one big life question I have or something. I know a little bit about tarot cards, just that they have symbols that represent things, but I don't really know anything about it beyond that. Like, it's pretty, I have, like, bare bones understanding of tarot cards.
Yeah.
I mean, you know more, I feel like, than I do.
If I do, it's not much, because what the part of it that I still don't understand is, like, it seems so random to me, you know, like, you, there's certain ones where when you shuffle them through, you touch the whole deck and then you pick your cards, but
yeah, I assumed I would be touching them, and that my touch is what mean, you know, I'm gravitating towards certain cards for a reason.
Right. Like, it's all very, like, your higher self is picking the card. It's all very intuitive. But
yeah.
I mean, that was true with the medicine cards too, but they all did feel very
true.
Right?
I mean, this is interesting because I feel like it is one of those things where you can kind of read into it however you want. This is a one that's a little more broad to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, with Justine, I felt like, how would she know these specific traits about a person that wouldn't apply to just anybody? You know, things like that, where I felt like she had to really have some real sense of these things. With the cards, I feel like you can kind of be, like, general, and I'll be able to apply my own meaning to it and feel something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, much more like astrology, where it's like,
yeah,
here's this description, and any of it, if you look hard enough, can be applied to parts of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fun still, but I'm curious if it'll hit home in any way for that reason.
I just really want your mind to be blown.
I hope so, too.
Are there any cards that you've heard about that you're scared to get?
No, I don't really know about them. I know, I can picture some of them, but I don't know what they mean.
I feel like in the movies, you always see people get tarot card readings, and they're, like, the Hanged Man, and and then, like, the king falling off the castle, or things like that. But then the tarot card reader's always like, no, death means change. Death always means change in New Age. Like, never means death, apparently. Change means death. Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
Ah!
It's the tiniest carpeted walled elevator.
We're in a very tiny elevator. I always think about whatever food I have in my purse whenever I get in a weird elevator.
I'm I always think about the people I'm with.
I got a little cracker thing.
What the fuck would we talk about?
Oh, man.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
More in the family here.
Yes, hi.
I'm Lauren. Sterling.
Lauren, nice
to meet you, Lauren.
I'm looking for some tea.
Would you like some chamomile or green tea or mint tea or ginger tea or...
Chamomile sounds
good. Okay. Good. So when people come to me like yourself, you know, you're really getting, you're getting the benefit of all those things, you know, the psychic ability, the tarot card reading, interpretations and such like. The tarot card has many, many meanings, and that's where the psychic ability comes in, is to be able to really discern what the message is. And then also the psychology background even, and the life coaching, and numerology and astrology, all of this gets folded in. You know, when people come to me, and what I'm here to do for people is really help guide them so they can be really proactive about where their future is going. So I'm more interested in where the future is and not what's happened in the past. You know, not that I don't ever address it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I just think that's more useful.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. Instead of telling you about the cigar-chomping uncle that you had when they last saw when you were 12, whatever. So what would you like to take a look at?
Okay, I guess I would like to know if acting will be my main pursuit for the next few years, or if it'll kind of go into different areas of creativity.
Well, we can get started and just kind of take a look and see what the next phase of your career, or where it's heading, where it's going, so you kind of know where things are going.
Yeah.
You can, you know, choose to, what I like to say is, like, sit back and enjoy the ride, or, you know, take control of the direction you're going and move into a better direction. Okay. So I'm going to shuffle the cards. So while we're concentrating on that area of your life, okay, what's going to be happening next? What's the next phase? That kind of thing. We'll both concentrate on that. I'm going to continue to shuffle when you feel like the time is right. And there's no right or wrong or no hurry or anything like that. Just kind of listen for your inner guidance to tell me when to stop shuffling. As long as you're concentrated on that question and that area of your life, you should probably get a good indication as to when to stop, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so is this your first tarot card reading?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting, okay. So with your left hand, just cut the deck once to your left. Okay, perfect. All right, so let's see. You did that cut very well, I have to say. That's why I was thinking you must be a pro at this. Let's look into the near future. So I see, like, long-distance communications going on, and also a sense of urgency to, like, move things forward and tie up loose ends. Some new projects coming up. Maybe some long and short distant travel, things like that. You have some travel plans already?
I do, but I also, there is a project that's coming that I don't know if I'll travel or not, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it looks like it would involve some. And there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of just moving forward. We've got a sense of optimism here. We're going back to numerology. There's an 8 here. There's an 8 here. So overall, you know, even if you experience some tension or whatever, it's still success and optimism. We're also in an 8 years. It's a great time for business. It's a great time for anything that has to do with the material world, success, recognition, attainment. So it's, you know, don't rest on your laurels and, you know, take advantage of this time because it's the season for that.
Great.
New turn of events. Well, there's going to be some things that you're going to feel like, oh, wow, I thought I was complete with that. I thought I was done with that. I thought I was moving on with it. And now I got to go back and complete it. This is going to be frustrating. It's going to be, you know, maybe even feel like it's testing you to your very core, like, arg, you know, I thought I was past this. Now I got to go back and deal with it again. Again, just manage it, you know. I know that, like, I get a feeling like sometimes you can think too much about something and get too much in your head. So try to minimize it. Try to minimize it and just be like, okay, I'm going to handle it, you know, like I would a flat tire. Oh, and I see here, this is the present period right now, and it's wanting the nest. Wanting the nest, wanting motherhood, wanting a home, wanting a place that you can really feel safe and secure in. Okay. The work, you know, I see good, you know, you're happy at work. You know, that's fine. This is working to your advantage. This is what's helping you with regards to this situation. So that's great. Looking into the near future. Interesting. Wow, because the first thing I got off when I saw this card, even though you're going to have to hold back for a little while, you're still going to be laying down some foundation before you're able to build that house, so to speak. Okay, and you're still going to be doing that. There's going to be a lot of emphasis on paperwork and, you know, and contracts and things like that as far as moving forward with regards to a home. Like I said, you're gonna have to hold back. But the first thing that struck me about this card here, the Four of Swords, is that blueprints or looking at houses or looking at, and have you already decided what kind of house you want to live in?
Yeah, I mean, I know the style.
Good, like, yeah. Good. So you have that and everything, and like being really crystal clear about that, right? And print out pictures or whatever you got to do to have visual reminders around you, and just look at that, like have it there and go, you know, this is one step from the next step, which is materializing. Here it is in a picture, and then the real deal is going to show up. And really just look at that and just be like, I'm already living in that house, you know, it's unfolding and there's some stages, you know, but I'm already there. And really experience yourself, play out a little scenario. This is part of what I teach a lot of my, you know, my life coaching clients, with the Get Your Life Now program, Art of Manifestation, and it works, and it works very quickly. So the more that you can do this, at least in the beginning of the day, and at night before you go to bed, the faster accelerates the whole process.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's going to be more work and more work opportunities moving in a prosperous direction. And this is good. Even maybe, well, no, I don't feel like it's to the point to where it's going to. We've got the Ace of Pentacles here. So I don't feel like it's going to be to the point of where you feel like you're not going to necessarily have time to handle a move. When would a house be available? You know, it could be, wow, it could be, relatively soon. Could be even in June.
Wow.
Could be soon. Seriously. Wow. Especially if you use this approach, I wouldn't be surprised. I work with people all the time, and if they use this approach, things happen in weeks. You know,
wow.
So, and that was really the question was, you know, provided you use this approach versus the old traditional ways, you know, how fast could it materialize? Good. Wow. Let me get another clarification to see if there's any other information we need to know that opportunity would be there. And then I see the kids following as well. That's the children.
Cool.
Yeah. And let me see if there's a time period for that, when that would happen. Okay. It looks like that might even happen like next May. You know, April, May, like a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
What should be? You know, if you are setting up shop in a house, you know, relatively soon, then a year might be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Year could be good. Good timing. We're meaning making machines, and if we're going to make things up, let's make things up that are going to empower us.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can always find evidence for whatever it is that we believe, you mm-hmm. know? We always find evidence. So the evidence is always there, and everything and nothing is true at the same time because life is a paradox. So let's create stuff that, you know, that we can find, that we want to experience, that we want to source ourselves from, that's empowering, and then allow life to show us the evidence, back that up, move in that direction.
Great. Okay. Oh, this was really great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
So it's interesting. She had a very, very beautiful voice. I will say that I was, like, very captivated by how she spoke, and I was, like, getting, like, lulled by it in a positive way. It was like, I was like, I could listen to you talk for a long time.
Yeah.
She explained, like, kind of her background and how she got to where she is now. And she has a really, like, she was, like, an actor, a singer, and, like, she studied psychology, but ended up getting into this more, which, and kind of being a life coach and stuff, too. And so she said that she kind of infuses, like, her life coaching stuff, her psychology studies, and just her personal intuition and artistic background to kind of create the experience. So it was kind of interesting because she, like, the tarot cards, first of all, I really liked the, you know, like ASMR where you like the sound
yeah,
of something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I really have that, but I felt like I had it with her, where her voice was very pleasing, and like the way she moved the cards was like very, like, soothing to me. Like it made me feel very rested. And she, so the first round we did was about my career, which was my choice. Like, I kind of said I had a career question and then a more personal question. And so we started with the career because I was like, well, that'll be like an easier way to like ease into this. And so I asked her if she felt like I would keep pursuing acting or if there was something else that I should focus on. And so she read all these cards. I mean, it's hard to recap because I didn't know what any of the cards were or what they meant. She explained each card to me and what it was doing. And I feel like I would have to listen back to really remember everything she said and to like take it to heart. Mm-hmm. But she talked about how I will be branching out more into new things. And then we talked about, and she basically did with each set, she would do like the past, the present, and the future. So we talked about personal stuff, and I asked her about my two big questions were like, I would like that I want to own a house, and like, when can I do that? And that I want to have kids, and when will that happen?
Yeah.
And so she kind of started out by saying that both of those things, I have to have, like, patience. And she was saying I have to cultivate infinite patience, which is, like, she kind of laughed about how that sounds so hard, but that would be really beneficial for me. But then when we got to the future section, she said that she was kind of surprised, and she was like, oh, well, actually, this house might happen relatively soon. And then I thought she was going to say, like, in 2 years, and she was like, June.
Ooh,
she was
that's
like,
great.
I know. And I was like, hell yeah. And then she said that I should, and this was part of like, I think she mentioned this was part of like her life coaching thing. And, is that I should, you know, picture the house that I want, print out pictures of it, imagine myself in the house at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, kind of go do like that for like a minute, and that it'll happen a lot quicker for me if I do that every day. And I like that because I always make vision boards and like I'm very into like manifesting
things. Yeah, that's
things.
Like, that's basically how The Secret works too, yeah. Is to like, and because it sounds like she's saying you should like feel like you have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just, yeah, and it helps you like get over the obsession also, I think, that you kind of just go, okay, I'm going to will this to happen and I'll be happy with where I am now, but I want this, you know. Mm-hmm. And I liked that. I felt like I could do that and that was something that I probably will do. And then she was like saying that would happen in June, and then she flipped another card which had two children on it, and she was like, oh, then the children will come when that comes.
Whoa, and that's then, very fast.
Yeah, well, not at the same time, meaning like after you have the house, then the kids will come after. It won't be the other way around, because she did hit on the head that she was like, you want the kids more than you care about having a house. And I said, yes. But then she said that the house will come first. Huh. And that, then she was like, you might have kids next May. That wow. might be like a year from now. She's that's like, that sounds about right. And that doesn't sound crazy to me at all.
No.
I liked that. And I liked the idea of getting a house in June. I mean, that sounds amazingly soon and crazy, but if I keep manifesting...
Yeah. We should have a manifest club. Forget oh, book club.
That's a great idea. It might be easier to, when you're talking about someone else to see the truth in it, because that was something I thought during it. I was going, I feel like if you were getting a reading about me, you'd be able to go, yeah. Where right. my brain, I'm kind of going, oh, wait, what are we talking about? Which thing, which specific project are we referring to? Whatever. Like,
and you have more of a pull for the things that you sort of want to be talking about, right. but she's actually looking at you as like a whole
right.
person. Yeah.
That's why I was trying to just be open-minded and not think of exactly, oh, this must be what she's talking about every time, because I wanted it to be a little more fluid and have more opportunity to relate to it. I did feel like at the beginning I was like, oh, she's talking about this. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, no, she's not. So then that kind of, I was trying to get rid of that by the end because I was like, that's not really helping me. But then the hanged man came up a few times and you had brought him up. And so every time that came up, I was like, oh, shit. And it was always okay. But I was like, that's the one card you said was like crazy. And I was like,
except
oh,
except that it's like only because it looks like it.
It looks like, well, it's a hanging man upside yeah. down. It's bad. I didn't know. I was more like, with this one, I feel like I was struggling with what I wanted to ask. I thought that my having had an experience before would help me with like, oh, I'll be able to like in the moment just know what to ask. I didn't really. I mean, the things that I asked about were things that I think about a lot. Like, so I guess that was good. What I liked about her is that I felt like she had logic behind her approach because she's also a life coach and stuff like that, where she would go like, okay, this is what this card says and here's what it might mean, but here's what you have to do to make this happen. Not just like, in June you're going to have a house.
Right.
But more like, you need to manifest this. You need to do your end to make it happen. And I could relate to that. And like, it's kind of how I've always explained vision boards to like family members of mine who think that that would be really kooky, is to go like, okay, well, you have to know what you want and put any big dream on this board. But at the same time, the logic behind it for me with the vision board is like, because I'm able to define exactly the things that I want, I'm more likely to bring them up to different people in my life that I meet. And if an opportunity arises, then I'm more likely to speak up that I'm interested and like make it happen.
Yeah.
Not just like I put a picture of a house and I just like kicked my feet up and didn't do anything.
But I will say you have a higher rate of success with the vision boards than anyone I've ever met. She's had to... Well, just say this to the listeners. You've had to throw away multiple vision boards or put them away and make new ones because everything came true.
That's
you had to
true.
Check them all off.
Yeah. I have a lot of success with vision boards. I'm a very big, like, preacher about vision boards.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the experience of sitting in the room and, like, watching her do it, like, almost more than anything she was saying. Like, I found that enjoyable. If I had a problem in my life that I was really struggling with, that probably would have been a cool way to like try to find answers, because my questions I felt were kind of vague and I feel vague right now. I think that probably affected it a little bit on my takeaway, but overall I found it just, I would say, fun.
Yeah.
I did feel like it was pretty logical and practical in the sense that like there were moments during it where I would think of Justine and be like, Justine would just kind of flow on something random and it would hit me emotionally, whereas with this it was kind of like, let's think about this and why this might be, and I liked that because there, I feel like I have the logical side of me and I have the emotional side where both could be satiated, you know what I mean? So this was kind of cool because I go with Justine I was more like, wow, how could she know that? Or like, this is really touching me. Or wow, I do have that issue I need to work on. With this was more like, how can I make something happen for myself? And how can I take control? And I thought that was cool. And Sterling also said like at the beginning that she was more focused on the future and what you can do to affect your future. And I liked that.